The following message is from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about us, visit livingwatersmn.org.
You know, today is Mother's Day, and I really want to honor moms, but I want to honor all sorts of moms. I want to honor moms that have their children are grown up, and they're off and running and doing their own things. I want to honor moms that are in the teen years with their kids. I want to honor moms that are in the baby heydays of raising kids. I want to honor moms that want to be moms and you haven't been able to conceive. I want to honor moms that are teenagers, that Susie knew that she was called to be a mom since she was a little girl. And I want to honor, the little girls that are here that just, they want to be a mom, that they have a vision for being a mom. And I want to honor moms, too, that some of you are here and have had miscarriages. Some of you are doing one of the most difficult tasks on the face of the planet. You started off as a couple and through circumstances, divorce and just the some of the effects of our society that we have kind of stumbled into, if you will. And you're a single mom. One of the toughest things on the face. The only thing I can think of that would be tougher than being a single mom in raising a family is being a single dad and raising a family. I'm serious. Moms, you guys are amazing. Women are amazing, and the way God has built women, I stand in amazement how they can multitask and how they can be selfless and how they can just see the stuff that needs to be done. The intuitiveness of women is staggering. I know in this house, we're led by an eldership team. But we have very purposely and intentionally moved into more of an elders and wives model of leadership in this house. Why is that? Because a church is the most like a family. And we realize that what traditional church has done is they have set males up as the authority and haven't given a voice to the moms in the house. And it's a tragedy. I think the church would be a lot better place if the women were able to really have a very real influence, not just a token, well, it's nice they're here, and yeah, we listen to you, now go back in your corner and be quiet. But a very, very real and intentional bringing together of both the male and female dynamics of leadership. And it's actually a teaching that it's a different teaching that's in my heart to do someday, but I really can't go there today. Wouldn't have time. I'd leave you with more questions and you'd be angry at me than what I have time to do here today. But there is just a little something I want to go into. And I'm going to look at Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to go right back to the beginning. How many think that's all right to go right back to the beginning? And we want to see what it looks like when God wanted to create man in his image. Verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every creeping thing that moves on the earth. There are several things that the creation story picks up in this. The first thing that's pretty obvious is that when God said, "Let us make man in our image," we know that he created Adam, right? But yet it says that he created them male and female, and there's a little bit of talk about how did this happen. And later on down in chapter 2, you know the story. God puts Adam to sleep, and he takes the rib out of Adam and sews it back up, and then out of the rib he fashions woman. Man was taken from the ground. Do you know that we have a connection to the earth? It's a little, when Romans says the whole earth groans and travails in anticipation of the appearing of the sons of God. There's something real that we have a connection. That's another teaching I'm just going to get in trouble with here. But we are connected, and God very intentionally, he created man out of the earth, but then he created woman out of the rib of man. Now, we've just gotten done in our higher call school of ministry with a series by Chris Vallotton. And if you know anything about Chris Vallotton, he's a prophet out of Redding, California, and the guy will push every religious button that you've got in you to the point of anger. And you have to work through those things, but he really believes, and I feel like he's right. I feel like God created Adam, both male and female, not necessarily the body parts, but in character, in nature, both the pursuing heart of God, the provisional heart of God, the investing, building heart of God with the maternal heart of God were both found in Adam. And when God put Adam under and took the rib out of him, I believe that he actually took something of the character of Adam, which would have been the maternal side of God. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So Adam goes under having all of the attributes, both the maternal and the paternal attributes of God, and he wakes up and something's missing. It's like, something's gone. I don't know what it is, but it's missing. And I don't feel as gentle and nurturing and kind as I used to. You know, I, and it's like, what happened? And then God brings woman. He goes, whoa, man. You know, and that's how woman got to be woman. You know, he saw something that he really liked. And whoa, man, come here. You know, and yet it says that there wasn't a counterpart that was fit for Adam, a helper. And that what that means is that, you know, all the animals had the male and the female, and they all had this working together and everything in earth, but they were all created after their own kind. When God created man, he says, let us create man after our kind. Let's create man in our image. And then he creates Adam, male and female, until the feminine is taken out of Adam. And what I want to get at here, what I'm really pursuing here is, another thing that I'd like to point out is the fact that he gave them the charge to take dominion over the earth. This strong male dominance thing that is in the world because we have brute force, I just don't believe it's of God. If you're married here today, I'll put it this way. My family would be in rough shape if I was the domineering, lead it all, I'm the head of this house, you know, type of caveman guy, and I didn't give preference to my wife and the giftings and the call that's on her life. If I wasn't a guy that truly valued and honored my wife as a co-leader in my house, I'd be in rough shape. My family would be in rough shape. Any other guys feel like that? Anybody else? Treat your wife like she's an equal. See, God gave them the charge to have dominion over the earth. And for some reason, and I know Chris really goes after this pretty strong, pretty hard. If you want a book that you just want to be challenged with, it's called Fashion to Reign by Chris Vallotton. And again, it'll freak you out a little bit, get you mad. Did anybody else? Who else is in that school of ministry? Were any of the rest of you angry at the book? Yeah, there's some people that were angry at the book. Did you work through it? Yeah, so did I, you know. And any book that I read, I give myself permission to disagree. Yeah. That's all right. In fact, any preacher that I hear, I give myself permission to disagree. And I may say some things here today, I give you permission to disagree with me. That's all right. That's called being able to think for yourselves. You know? Isn't it about time Christians were given freedom to think? You know, to use the intellect that God has given you? Intellect's not bad. It's a good thing. But the thing that I want to get after a little bit this morning is the blessing of the maternal heart of God. There was a time when I first heard that term, there was another time I got really angry. So I thought, well, who is this now that's trying to make God into a woman? I'm not trying to make God into a woman. You know, that's not any of it. But there's a very definite maternal heart and nature of God that women most rightly walk out. You know what I'm saying? You think of God as he loves family and created family as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe Holy Spirit is really the maternal dynamic and heart of God. Does that make sense? One of the reasons I believe that is because Holy Spirit is by far the most mysterious part of the Godhead, right? Has anybody figured out your wife yet? And you want to talk about mystery. And golly, you know, that's one of the things that keeps us attracted to our wives, isn't it, guys? That there's still a mystery there. One of the travesties, one of the shames that of our society is young girls, young women are not hiding the mystery of who they are. And they're just giving themselves to guys so freely and so quickly without covenant relationship. And it destroys something of who they are, because women are created to be a bit of a mystery. Women are created in the image of God as more like the Holy Spirit. I know some of you guys are saying, yeah, my wife's like the Holy Spirit, you know. Have you ever accused your wife of being, well, you're not Holy Spirit here, you know? Well, there's some truth. I'm serious. When it comes to conviction and convincing, there are times where my wife has to convince me and convict me of some things. See, it's my wife that has spoken to me from time to time when I'm ready to raising kids and I want to just kill my kids in love. You know what I mean? I want to shut them down. Why in the world would you want to wear nipple rings? You know, why, you know, my son, you know, it's like, why in the world? Tattoos, well, they're so stupid, you know. We want to paint that room junior green after I spent all that time, you know, and Susie's so wisely. She pulls me, she says, Dave, you know, you're going to have to choose your battles wisely with that one, that particular one. And Josiah's raising his hand back there, and I could pick on any one of them. Any six of you, I could get at you. But really, it was my wife with this maternal heart of God, while I'm so concerned about, you know, I advanced, I finished that room, I did it. Now, just don't live in it. Don't ruin it for me, you know. And it's like, oh, come on, Dave, you know, let's choose your battles wisely. And really, it is really through my wife's influence and the maternal heart of God that balanced out my father's let's conquer it and get it done heart. You know what I'm saying? And so, guys, we need to really honor our wives. And I'm not talking on one day in the year. I'm talking as a lifestyle, honoring and valuing your wife that is different than you. vive la différence. I mean, not, you know, in every way. But I mean, really, there's a different character and makeup that rightly represents the heart of God. My family would not have a proper picture of the heart of God without my wife in the picture. Nor would they have a proper picture of the heart of God without me in the picture. See, there's a fallacy running around out there that says two mommies can do the same job that a mom and dad can. No. We're created differently. Two daddies can't be a daddy and a mommy. Unfortunately, and there are people here, you're a single mom or you're a single dad or whatever's going on, and that's just not, you know, there's grace for you, but it's not God's best. God created man and woman in his image, took the woman out of man so that now we need to walk arm in arm, hand in hand, to rightly represent who Father God is, who God is. Amen?
Amen.
Some of the attributes of the Holy Spirit. So I believe that the Holy Spirit is really the feminine dynamic, or the feminine, the maternal heart of God. Is that still freaking you out, that terminology?
No.
Be honest. I mean, you know, no, everybody's okay with that? That freaked me out. That freaked me out. I thought somebody was trying to tell me that, you know, Holy Spirit, that you know, God was a woman. And I'm not saying God's a woman. I'm saying that he is expressed with a paternal and a maternal dynamic that's represented in a father and a mother on the planet. Okay? And I see Holy Spirit, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as being the maternal part of God, the dynamic of God. I want to look at just by the way, at the end of the service, we have got designed a pretty powerful prayer team that's going to come in and minister to the moms today. You moms ready to be ministered to? Awesome. Well, we've got a prayer team put together that's just really going to impact you and blow you away. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
I want to look at some of the words for Holy Spirit. John chapter 16, 17, or 14, 15, and 16 is where Jesus talks extensively about Holy Spirit that was going to be coming. Jesus said this. He said, "It's expedient for you that I go away. It is critically important for you that I go away." The boys were still kind of like freaking out that Jesus was talking this weird stuff about him being killed and going away, and where are you going? I'm going to my Father's house to prepare a mansion for you. And the boys were kind of messed up with that. And he says, but listen, it is critical that I go away. But I'm going to send you another helper, a comforter. That word in the Greek is parakletos, or the word that we get paraclete from. A paraclete is somebody who walks alongside of and helps. It's an intercessor. It's an advocate. Everything that Holy Spirit is kind of like mom. How many know that if you want to see, I'll tell you, if you want to get this redhead upset, start messing with her kids. You can mess with me and she's okay. Well, she kind of protects me too, but but you know, seriously, have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen, you know, guys are like, ah, they'll bounce back, you know, let them handle it, you know, the kid's going to be okay. But mom is there and just in their face about whoever is daring to mess with little Johnny or little Susie, right? And there's something about a mother in the way of intercessor, this whole thing of being a parakletos, being a paraclete. That's the maternal heart of God. That's the maternal side of the family that is being expressed there. There's this ferocity that rises up in the heart of women in this way of protection, especially emotionally with their children. When they see somebody messing with their kids emotionally and being critical or going after them, it's like, get out of her way, you know? And I'm kind of like laid back and don't worry about it, I'll get over it, you know. But mamas don't do that. That's this paraclete thing. How many have seen that, especially moms, you guys are amazing how you are helpers. I mean, you help everywhere you turn. You're just always helping. You're always doing stuff. You're helping me. You know, my wife helps me. You think I dress nice? It's because of her. You know? I mean, really, if it was me, I wouldn't look this good. But our kids are still being helped by mama. Are there any grandmas around that are still helping your kids all the time? Probably most of you that are grandmas. You never quit being a mom, do you? I mean, it's like, 32-year-old Johnny wants to get out from underneath mama's apron strings and she won't let him go. Because she's mama. She is a mother. I remember one time my dad, when I was growing up, when I was in my teen years, I got into alcohol and drugs and we were living in a party house and, you know, a farmhouse out in the skirted edge of town. And one time my dad, this is after I sobered up, I got straight and I was walking with Jesus. And I was talking to my dad about those days. And I said to my dad, you know, talking about the days in the farmhouse there, he says, yeah, I was really worried about you. I was really concerned about you. I said, really? He says, well, yeah, you never quit being a dad. Just because our kids go out from underneath us, we never quit being a mom or being a dad. You know, you might be here and you might be 60 years old and you've got an 86-year-old mother that still is speaking into your life and is still concerned for you. You might have a father that's 90 years old and you can be 70 years old and your father is still going to speak to you like your little Johnny, like your junior. Isn't that right? You never quit being a mother or father. This thing of being a helper, being a paraclete, being a helper, a comforter. There's nobody that can comfort my children the way a mom does. My little grandson, Emery, my baby's baby, he has this thing where when mama's not around, he really cries. I mean, he really doesn't like it at all. And grandma tries to comfort him, but it's not the same as being mama. And I tell you, she can walk into the room and it'll stop right now. And there is a comfort that a mama brings into the equation that us guys just don't get it. We don't have it. You wonder, what button did she push? You know, I mean, it's like, how did that happen? And there's this dynamic of Holy Spirit who is comforter. And moms, you carry that so well. Some of the other things, the teacher, Holy Spirit was going to teach the disciples all the things that Jesus had spoken. He was going to teach them, an instructor. You know, in the first 4 or 5 years of a child's life, they learn more in those years than they'll learn all the rest of their lives. And who's around to teach them? Maybe I should put it this way. Who has the patience to be around to teach them? You know, and moms, you guys are amazing. You teach so naturally. It's like it just flows out of you. You're picking up on things. You're picking up on the questions the kids are asking that I'm not even aware of. And you do it so naturally. It's something that's built in you. But this thing of teacher, you know, when you think of Holy Spirit and the maternal heart of God, did you know that in the book of Proverbs, let's take the first 9 chapters, there's at least 40 times that I counted that wisdom in the book of wisdom was directly related to the feminine pronoun she or her. Wisdom cries out in the streets. Her voice has gone out. And there's like 40 times in the book of Proverbs where wisdom is directly related to the feminine heart of God. Why is that? I believe because wisdom there is really speaking of Holy Spirit, the teacher. In other words, I could call a book of Proverbs, at least those first nine chapters, I could call that the book of the Holy Spirit, the book of wisdom. So there's this wisdom and teaching ability that is more predominant in our mothers than it is in the men. Now, guys, we chat, we teach, we do all of these things. Now, what I'm talking about is there is an edge that a woman carries and that a mother carries that is predominant over a male and very, very needed. A convictor. John chapter 16, 8 says, when he, the Holy Spirit, has come, he will convict you of sin and righteousness and judgment. I see our prayer team is here. It's showing up. But in this thing of convincing and convicting, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, how many have found that there's a tenacity in women for truth? Anybody else notice that? I'll kind of get a little bit of a picture, I'll get a little bit of a thing here, but it's like my wife, she won't quit until the truth is uncovered. Sometimes it can be a little bit disconcerting. But she's tenacious about truth. And Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, why? It convicts us of sin, which when that's defined, it's that because you didn't believe on him whom he sent, of righteousness because I have gone to the Father, and of judgment because the God of this age has been judged already. And there is a judgment that especially women want to bring. Last week I talked about justice and judgment, and there is this righteous judgment that women tend to want to carry and hold the banner high on. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I want to commend moms today just in everything that you carry. You guys carry the maternal heart of God, which is every bit as important as the paternal heart of God. And you carry it in a way that only a woman can carry it. And you don't need to love with the love of God the way men love with the love of God. Because if you aren't allowed to be who you are as women and championed to be who you are as women, you might be working out and you're still a mother. And your heart, your maternal heart, that part of God that is so necessary in the hearts of our children and in society as a whole. I want to commend you, ladies. Be who you are. Run the race that God has set before you, not to lead and to run like a man, but to lead and to run like a woman. Amen. We value who God has created you to be. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to ask Bob to come on up. Bring your team in, Bob. Our prayer team has arrived.
Okay, guys, you can line up on this. Just line up on this first step. All right. Well, what we want to do this morning is we want to honor women. Mothers, yes, but all just women. We realize that not every woman here is a mother, but every woman here has one. Right? And we just want to release a children's blessing, a childlike faith. We in class today, we it's a secret, but we studied planting. We studied planting things. And they just want to plant a blessing. We always receive things through others in seed form, and then we get to cultivate it. So I encourage you, ladies, as you come forward, to come up in faith, sincerely expecting to receive a blessing in the simplicity of a child. So we're just going to ask the gals to come on up. If you are a woman here and you have a desire to have children and haven't been able to for whatever reason, if you would connect with Marcy, she's going to pull in a couple of kids to help pray. If you're a father here today, we want you to feel free to come up and help coach your kids in praying for women. These kids have been instructed. They can pray for their moms and their grandmas if they want to, but they're also going to pray for others. Okay? So you fathers, feel free to come up. Youth, help. I need your help. We need your help. Come and help coach some of these kids in how to pray. Where's Sam? Sam's going to help me. He's going to help me coach some of these younger ones. Okay? Okay. Come on up, moms and women. Even young ladies, if you'd like to come up. This is a time to, we're blessing and celebrating women. Okay. Good. We got another coach right here that's a youth. Come on up and just line up, gals. Just bunch up. Begin to look to the Lord. Okay, can we get some coaches up here? Some fathers, some grandfathers, some youth to help coach? Team up with a young man or a young woman. Thank you. Here's a good prayer right here. Okay, I encourage you gals that came forward, begin to get your eyes off of me, get your eyes off of kids, begin to look to the Lord. Can God release something through kids? Yes, He can. Come on, there's a dad going to help coach. Come on up, dads. Come on up, youth. Come and help coach. Team up with one of these. I'd like to see an adult with every kid, just helping them pray. Oh, kids, just release the blessing we talked about, a child's blessing, childlike faith. Just touch them like Marcy taught you. And then...
Should I help one of the kids?
No, you can go ahead and... Why don't you pray for this lady right here? Look at that lady. That's mom. Come on. Kids, when you've prayed for someone, go ahead and move to someone else. Where's the grandfathers and the fathers?
Right here.
If your grandchild, here's another one. Yay.
Okay,
yep, the kids, once you've prayed, you can move on to someone else. Let's move on to someone else.
Be brave.
Okay, there you go. A child's blessing being released. A child's blessing. Youth, brother, older brothers and sisters, help the little ones move on to another person. Once you've prayed for one, you can move on to another. Good job. Some of you can move to the back row back there. Come on, I'll help you. Let's go pray for someone else. Have you been prayed for yet? Oh, let's pray for this lady right here. She's like a sponge.
I am.
Pray for her. Just ask God to bless her. Just touch her shoulder. Yeah. Yeah, good job. This is family, and this is the generation's blessing, the next generation. Okay, let's see. Are there any gals that haven't been prayed for? Was there any ladies here who wanted to get prayed for to have children? Okay, here's a lady that didn't get prayed for. Let's pray for her right here. You haven't been prayed for? Okay. You want to just bless her? Just release a blessing? Is there any other ladies that haven't been prayed for? You want to pray for her too?
Yeah.
Is there any moms that hasn't been prayed for? Help us out by just raising your hand. We're new at this. Have you been prayed for? Okay. You have? Okay. Your blessing, Father. Your blessing. Thank you, Father. Okay, Pastor Dave, back to you. Thank you for letting us grow in our ability to pray.
All right.
That was good. Any moms that did not get prayed for? Anybody here? Or anybody that wants to be a mom? Or
I think we did for a couple.
Okay.
Yeah, we did pray for.
Good. Good. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to allow the teams to keep ministering up here. We have teams. If you need healing, if you want to press into healing, if you've got a need in your life, it might be a financial need, it could be an emotional need, something that you just want somebody to stand with you. We're going to have some teams up here that will pray with you. I want to invite the teams to come on up and just to be able to love on you and to release the power of God. Let's stand together. Come on up, prayer teams. I encourage you to take advantage of the prayer teams. These teams are trained, and they just are really excited to stand with you for the sake of breakthrough in your lives and just come alongside and love on you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless the moms here today. God, we bless all the gatherings that are taking place today. Father, we bless the children to be able to honor their moms and to bless their moms today. Father, release your blessing on each and every person here today. Father, wrap your strong arms of love around them. And Holy Spirit, we honor you today to move among us, to do the things that you do so well. We thank you for it in Jesus' name.